We don't know whether respect for the rule of law means respect for precedent, or it means, in the Justice Scalia sense, overrule when wrong. If it's overrule when wrong, then a number of politically important issues may take a different shape. I think there is the hope by many advocates on one side of the aisle that this will ultimately mean Roe versus Wade and the Obergefell decisions are overturned, which will reignite at a certain level the debates over abortion and LGBT rights. That's the interesting thing about the Supreme Court. Whatever one wants to say about whether it interprets or makes the law, the Supreme Court's voice is a voice of veto only. That is, the only real power the Supreme Court has is to tell Congress or the state, or a state government, and whether it's a state judiciary, a state legislative branch, that you have gone too far, that you have exceeded constitutional bounds. And so in that sense, the overturning Roe versus Wade reignites the debate about what the parameters of abortion rights should be. It reignites, if it overturns Obergefell, the debate about what LGBT rights should be. And the shape of that is uncertain. And there has been a sense in which some political scientists believe Roe versus Wade serves a galvanizing point of opposition for part of the political community. We know in an immediate sense, for example, if Roe versus Wade is overturned, that Mississippi's one abortion provider will close down, and that some number of poor women, disproportionately poor women of color, will be denied access to abortion services. For many other people, life will go on as it did before. In a political sense, then, that shifts where the political conversation happens. The interesting parts of Judge of the nominee's track record that hasn't been discussed much yet concerns very broad understanding of what the power of the presidency has that may have long-term resonance that we don't yet know, and some positions about the way administrative agencies run. That's not a very sexy topic. It's not an easy topic to get your mind around. That may prove the most consequential aspects of his time on the court. You know, so we don't know. That's a long we don't know, but it doesn't end anything. It just may shift the frame of reference to where an ongoing conversation happens.